Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. As you hear, just Brian Kilahara and I holding it down this morning. Corey is up at the Longfin having a great time in Orange at the Longfin Customer Appreciation Sale. I can't imagine how covered up those guys are right now because nobody does a sale like Tom and Eric. We mentioned it this morning. They're having a big day and I'm sure amazing sales. And the cool thing about the Customer Appreciation Day, it's one day only, and you will find things on sale that just don't go on sale. It's a very, very cool event. And again, you got Corey there with his wares getting to show you all of the great MC swim baits. If you got a trip coming up, you can have the man himself help custom pick you your pack of baits to go down. A really cool time. Pardon me. And Pete is going to be out for the weekend. He's up on a hunting trip with Mike Lum and Harold Davis from Friends of Rollo. It's a great time. Those guys are hopefully having a great time in the field and enjoying some very cool part of the country. But, boy, in the meantime, are we having a lot of fun. Captain Brian Kilahara from the American Angler, myself, having a great time talking fishing with you this morning. And we've got another full hour to do it and are looking forward to doing so. If you want to join us on the show this morning, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on the fan this morning. Again, 833-288-0973. Not only are we talking fishing, talking fun, having a great time, again, giving away such a killer prize today. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to get to go fishing on the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. Have your opportunity to fish with Captain Taro and his great crew and get in on that amazing full-day fishing that we have had this year at a Fisherman's Landing. Going lots of fun and really, really good. With that, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our FishDope.com report, which today is sponsored by BlueGuard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps and switches as well as sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not installed a BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it into the water. It's just one of several switches and sensors made by BlueGuard Innovations. Check BlueBGI.com, or you can get their affordable products at the San Diego Marine Exchange. It is time to start with our catch report. Today, we're going to head on up the coast to Pacific Edge, talk to our man, Captain Mark Wish, our private boater buddy. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, and good morning, Brian.
Morning, Mark.
Well, guys, without a doubt, this week is one for the record books if you're into the big fish that live in our offshore waters. The quantity and quality has been absolutely unparalleled. Now, on the quantity side of the equation, it's still that volume of fish is down below the border. That area stretches from, like, the South 9 out towards the 302 outside of that a little bit and then down toward the Hidden Banks, and that's stretching down that way. Good schools of mixed catchable size bluefin and yellowfin are biting pretty good in there. They're stealthy for sure. It's still that light line, 20-pound fluorocarbon, number two hook type of scenario and a properly presented bait. Hot sardine is always a good choice of bait, but from the private boat, we were getting more and more fish caught on chunks here this last week, so that's good because sometimes it's hard to get that quality bait. And cold snipers are working the smaller sizes and a little bit more fish on poppers this week here. Again, mostly the small to medium size there. If you swing outside a little bit, up around that 289 sector, good signal on the bigger grade bluefin, like the 80 to 150 pounds, just the mid-range ones, not the real ones. And then it's crazy to even think about it. You know, the foamers were up in there the last couple of days there. The stuff's biting on the poppers, and you know, you get on it with a sardine or a mackerel, you might get a bite in there too. But then a little bit more offshore these past few days, this is where it's been nothing short of fantastic fishing. Oh, my God, the amount. A big fish report that I got in the last couple days is just staggering, absolutely staggering. So many 250s to 330s on skip jummies, frozen flyers underneath the kite balloon combos, low troll mackerel in that area there. It was absolutely staggering. to hear and see the pictures from what's happened during these past few days. Congratulations to all you guys. There's too many to mention. And then it's marlin and swordfish season. Now, the marlin, they kind of never really got their act together too much this year. I mean, there's a few scattered around East End and Catalina, and then with the tournament going on, the Masters, you know, there's guys up looking around Santa Cruz. There's definitely a little bit of fish up there. There's a handful caught up that way yesterday. But it's the swordfish that are really stealing the show here this year. So many fish scattered all over the whole area. And, you know, it's the traditional way of baiting them when they're up on the surface. And then the guys are definitely getting the deep drop scenario figured out. They're biting them in both ways. There are at least three fish caught yesterday that I know of, perhaps more. One on the Island Fox and two on the Keokai. Two swords in one day. Congratulations, Jock and Charlie, on that one. That, what a fantastic catch. It just goes on, guys. We got, you know, it's fall now, or close to being fall. The weather's nice, big fish everywhere, and it is time to go fishing.
It's unbelievable. I was joking with Brian at the beginning of the show. I think San Clemente Island kicked out more 300-pound tuna in a day than Clarion probably has ever kicked out in a single day. It's just, it's wild to see the amount of big fish that's available and so close to home.
Who would, I mean, Ricky, I mean, you've been involved in the long range scene, Brian, you know, you guys, I mean, who could have ever possibly imagined we would have this much giant tuna swimming around in our backyard? It just defies description. It truly does.
Mark, it's like Tuna Alley, Guadalupe Island, the south end of Guadalupe. Now Tuna Alley's San Clemente Island.
Yeah, you know, the last couple of years we had a little bit of that yellowfin right there at the island. And it's like Guadalupe North, you know. It's just, yeah, it's, we definitely got some crazy stuff happening in our water. It's going to be interesting to see where it all winds up whenever it winds up. But regardless, it's time to go fishing, guys. And also, hey, Brian, I saw that picture of that opa caught on your boat. That's a beauty, huh?
Ray did a good job. There's so many opa that swim in the ocean. It's incredible. It's just we don't fish for them.
Right. We're not fishing in the area that they're swimming most of the time?
12 fathom.
Oh, that's it.
That's the depth. You got to be fishing in 12.
That's cool.
Paddies, every time you stop, 12 fathom.
That's where they're at. That's where they're at.
That's where I meet them.
Okay, that's good to know because that one's still on my bucket list. So.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
All right, you guys.
What a report that is, Mark. Unbelievable from quantity to quality and everything in between. And all that information, very easy to find on fishdope.com. And if you want to save $20 off of a new membership by using the code HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space, save you $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com. And, Mark, if we want to find you, get the best bait takes in the business, or get outfitted on all the gear it takes to catch these big ones, how do we find you, Pacific Edge?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station there. And the phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. And the website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we'll talk to you next week with some more crazy stuff going on. It's looking better and better.
Sounds good, Mark. Appreciate the phone call, as always, very much. And we'll look forward to talking next Saturday. Thanks a lot for that. All right, let's head on down to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing, your old stomping grounds, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4th?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. All this word of this great fishing, I can only imagine it's continued over at C4th.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I had something new to tell you, but it's pretty much the great fishing we've been having for the last few weeks here.
Just the same old report,
yeah.
Wide open yellowfin and full day range.
Yeah, right. Yellowfin, bluefin. Actually, something new. The half day is seeing some yellowtail. Captain Chris on the Sea Watch yesterday had 8 yellowtail yesterday afternoon. 1 the day before that. 1 the day before that with 14 bonito. So definitely a little bit of extra starting pub on the half day there. But beyond that, it's kind of the same thing. Those full days, you know, kind of boring with the bluefin, yellowfin, a few skipjack to spice it up. Those overnights, yellowfin, bluefin, just all around good fishing that we've been having for a few weeks here. And doesn't look like it's going to be stopping anytime soon. Looks like the weather's going to warm up a bit more here. So definitely check the website, c4thlanding.com. Full schedule's up there for those half days, those full days, overnights, a few day and a halves in there. And even though it's the middle of September, you definitely want to make reservations because those trips fill up. Even during the week, some of those trips are going pretty quick. So definitely go on there and make reservations. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. You can always come down and visit us in person, get some of that gear you need, get your gear serviced after a long summer there. Make sure it's still good to go there. And like I said, I wish I had more to tell you, but it's
It's just
except
great.
Except boring. Yeah, it's the same boring fishing. Good fishing we've had, you know.
So cool. And I want to say I think it was such a good call of you guys over at C4 Sport Fishing with the success of the fishing that the San Diego has had and Captain Ryan Bosch. And it's just flat out difficult sometimes to get on the San Diego. You know, looking at the website right now, it looks like there's one spot on Tuesday and a couple of spots on Wednesday, but the boat is booked up so much, and you know, there's guys that want to get in on that, and to see the new Seaforth, you know, adding to that run and also doing full day trips, just allowing people to get to go fishing and get in on this unprecedented great yellowfin tuna fishing. I think that was such a great call you guys there at Seaforth.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and the new Seaforth's doing a great job on there also. It's good fishing, and those guys work together too. Something like, you know, San Diego shutting out the new Seaforth and saying, we're going to catch all the fish and not share with you. Those guys are definitely out there sharing information, making sure everyone catches fish. And you're going to have a very good shot of catching some yellowfin and bluefin out there if you go now. So whether it's the San Diego, the new Seaforth, one of the other great boats that fills in. We've had the Aztec fill in, the Pacifica, you know, Sea Watch has run some of those trips. So don't count them out, for
yep,
sure.
No doubt.
You know, definitely.
I see the Pacifica's got a trip coming up here on Sunday, tomorrow departure, with a couple of spots left still open on it. A great opportunity to go day and a half fishing and get lots of time in that zone for the great fishing to be had.
Absolutely. Like I said, check that website, seaforthlanding.com. Got a lot of options up there. Don't put your gear away yet. Like we always talk about, September, October, some of our best fishing, and it's holding true once again this year.
No doubt about it, Marcos. Great job. We appreciate that, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, Marcos, thanks a lot for that. Well, that's going to wrap up our Catch Report today, sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing, a complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli. They have Mexican and California licenses, offer trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle. They're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com. We're going to jump right back into the phones. This time, talk to Edward, who's calling us from Orange. Good morning, Edward. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. I was wondering, a simple question. No matter how I hook a sardine, there's times where it swims back to the boat. Can you explain why? I mean, I'm trying to get it out there as far as I can, and it just sometimes seems to swim back to the boat. Now, do I throw it back out or just get a new one?
Sardines are like bubble gum. The flavor only lasts for a little while, and it's only good one time. So to answer that question, you just got to keep chewing gum. Mm-hmm. Keep changing baits.
Get another one. Get another one every time.
Get another one.
And what is it about, you know, I know that's not a thing that is easily described on the radio, but what is it when you're picking a bait? I mean, is there anything that a guy can do to increase his chances of getting one where the flavor lasts a little bit longer than the other, or is it strictly a numbers game?
It's just looking at, like, the goldfish in your tank. There's mm-hmm. always one that's healthier than
better
the
than
rest.
The others.
Yes, and it's just the look.
Mm-hmm.
When you met Dallas, it's just the look.
And you just know.
Yeah.
And I think that everybody that fishes live baits all has the same experience of putting a hook into a sardine and casting it out and hitting the water. And that second, you know it's going to get a bite. Whether you're in a wide open bite or you're in a pick bite, like, you know that, like, oh, I'm getting a bite on this bait. Guaranteed, for sure, no matter what, it's going to get a bite. And usually those ones all do.
That's why we're all in business.
Yeah.
All the manufacturers, everything. It's just for that moment of adrenaline rush.
Totally.
Right there. That's why we're all sitting here listening to this.
Yeah. When that bait hits the water and takes off and you're having trouble keeping up with it and thinking, oh, it's just, at any point, something is going to eat this one. Guaranteed, no doubt about it.
Thunk.
That's the best. Yeah. That is absolutely the best. Edward, that's a great call. Appreciate the phone call very much, buddy. How about we jump back in, this time talking to Troy. He's calling us from Fontana. Hi, Troy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, morning. Morning, Rick. Morning, Brian.
Morning.
I had a couple questions. First of all, the bunk arrangements, like if you wanted to bring your spouse, do you have staterooms or bunks?
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Troy.
And then the second question is safety requirements on the boat. With the sinking of the Conception, has anything changed? Are you guys just same old, you got to watch through the night? Electrical requirements, all that. Just if you could address that as well.
Yeah, you know, as far as the bunk rooms, first off, there's 13 double occupancy staterooms. If you and your spouse come out, Lori's going to arrange it where you guys are sharing your own room. And as far as safety repercussions from the conception. It has not come down the pipe yet, but I'm sure it's coming. As far as our safety requirements on the American Angler, we always take our Coast Guard inspection seriously. Mm-hmm. And it's full smoke alarms in every room, public address, a system working throughout. We have our safety watches throughout the night going on, fire extinguishers in all the hallways. As far as the electrical constraints that are going to be, that's going to be something that's going to come down the pike, I'm sure. So, as far as like charging, cell phones, lithium batteries, that kind of thing. I'm sure it's under investigation. I'm sure that as a fleet, we're going to make adjustments. And, our number one thing is we're entertainers by trade, Troy, but the most important priority to us is not catching fish. It's taking people out on vacation for a good time and bringing them back to the dock safe.
And your crew, I mean, everybody is well certified and certified legally in all of those aspects as well. God forbid if there is any type of thing, whether it be first aid, whether it be firefighting, whether it be, mechanical, whatever. I mean, that's, they're all not just trained by you, but trained and certified as well.
And it's one of those things, that's what it comes down to, safety. Mm-hmm. I keep talking about Steve Loomis, but he always talked about, there is no fish that swims that's as important as somebody's personal safety. Mm-hmm. So weather-wise, anything like that, it's always a major concern.
I want to say one other thing, Troy, going back to the first thing that you said about bringing your wife with you, that if comfort was a thing, there's not a better place to do it than an atmosphere like the American Angler or a long-range boat. There, it's not an open berthing scenario, nothing that she would need to feel uncomfortable with. The bathrooms are big and showers and comfortable. You'd be in your own room, completely private. If that was something you were wanting to introduce your wife to, and her comfort being around a bunch of guys was a thing, there is no better way to do it than the Angler. And that's not just that, but also the crew. I see the way that those guys treat having ladies on board and things like that. It's the most respect. It's the great way to do it if you really wanted to introduce her into saltwater fishing that you're really into and she hasn't tried it yet. All right,
awesome.
Buddy.
Thank you.
We appreciate the call, Troy, very much. Thank you for that. How about we jump right back in? This time, talk to Kevin. He's calling from Pacific Beach. Morning, Kevin. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to commend the American Angler. I know Paquito and Melanie Naburu, and they've been on many long-range trips. And
nice.
I'm sure you probably know.
Oh, absolutely.
Their father and daughter team. And they just love the American Angler, and I've been to fillet sessions with them, helping them pull the skin off the tuna and fillet just a ton of fish. And they just love your operation. They can't speak more highly of you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, Kevin. Do you have a question?
No, they're Japanese-American, too. Wonderful people.
Thank
That's
you.
That's awesome, buddy. We appreciate the phone call. Thanks for the accolades very much. How about Jim in National City up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Jim.
Good morning, guys. I don't really have a question. Rick, you got one of the, if not the top skipper in there this morning. This guy I've fished with several times on the Angler, and he's just an excellent person and an excellent fisherman. And I'll tell you, when you go on a trip with this guy and Ray Lopez, man, oh, man, he's also a great skipper. But with Brian, when you go with him, man, he's very entertaining. At the end of the day, he gives you his little spiel, whether, you catch fish or you have a rough day, he is very entertaining. But what I actually wanted to say was the lady they have in the front office there, Lori, what a great business person she is.
The best.
When you call in there to make a reservation, it's handled professionally. And you feel like you've really been taken care of in a good way. So my thing goes to Lori today. And the great job she does. Recently, I fished with her father on the Point Loma on a half-day boat, and I didn't realize that was her father, and we got into the trip and started talking. And anyway, what a, what a great individual. And you talk about going back into fishing history. Lori's father has been way back there. So anyway, guys, I just wanted to kind of call in and say, talk about the greatness of the American angler. I've been on it many times, five-day trips, a lot of five-day trips on that boat. I haven't been recently, but I'm going to get back out there on it. And thank you for taking my call.
We'll look forward to it, Jim. Thanks for the nice words.
That's awesome, Jim. Appreciate it very much. All right. Boy, what a good – and man, I got to just back up and say the same. Lori is just awesome. There's
the best.
If she has never had a bad day, you'd never know. You know what I mean? Like, there's never anything but a smile and the friendliest person, whether you're booking a long-range trip or you're literally just popping in to say hi or anything in between, the most professional and friendly and awesome person. And I think you've said that you guys have a family atmosphere about 20 times in the show, but she's it, you know? I mean, it's the best.
She's the owner of the boat. So it's like when you're calling, you're not talking –
right.
You're talking to the owner. And so with that being said, all owner-operated businesses are the best.
Look no at, question.
Look at Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
You just...
Rick Max is in there. So's Doug. It's non-owner-operated businesses, forget about it.
You'll just never be able to you know, when it's your skin that's in the game, you just can't help but providing the best. And she is it, man. I dig it. I completely agree with Jim. You're very lucky to have as a partner and a person running the show. She's great.
Very fortunate.
Yep, no doubt about it. Phones are packed. We're jumping right back in. How about we talk to Gus? He's calling us from Burbank this morning. Hi, Gus. Good morning.
Yo, Rick. Yo, Captain.
Hi, Gus.
Hey, I just wanted to say I fished on the American Angler, and it is a fabulous boat. But the reason I'm calling today is just to let everybody know what a great place Whaler's Cove Lodge is in Angoon, Alaska.
Right.
I had a personal problem going down to meet with the Let's Talk Hookup crowd. And ordinarily, places like that, you know, if you don't show up, that's it. Tough luck, you know. You're out, your deposit, your, you know, and thousands of dollars more. But they were very nice in extending me an invitation to come on the last week of business.
Wow, that's great.
And I didn't know anybody. You know, I knew the staff more than I knew anybody there. And it was great. It was just great fishing. We caught our limits of silvers, and nobody else was catching limits of silvers, but I was, and the boat that I was on was catching them. Plus, I caught a beautiful king salmon, 16 and a half pounds.
What a great deal, Gus. That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that they took such good care of you, and that's a beautiful spot in Angoon, Alaska. And, you know, I mean, operations become great operations by doing the best to take care of guys like yourself, and I'm glad to hear that it ended as well as it did.
And I can't say enough about Alaska Airlines, too. They were really helpful for the whole ordeal, and it's a great, great company.
Awesome,
great
buddy. Well, I'm glad to hear it. Glad you had such a good time. Gus, you going back?
Oh yeah. My deposit's already in.
Glad to hear it, buddy. Appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that. Let's jump right back into them. Phones are packed up. Dennis and Linda Vista is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Dennis.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing, Dennis?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Listen, I have some disabilities in walking, plus I have sleep apnea, and I went on a trip that was not able to hook my apnea machine, so I was up all night. Do you guys have the ability to do that? And also, people like me that have walking problems, do you have enough railing that we can hold on to things?
You know, we have the rail that goes around the boat once you're out on deck. As far as we have two upstairs staterooms, and they're equipped with, we have several customers throughout the year that bring their own CPAP machines. Yes and no, I would say, because we do experience choppy weather sometimes. So if you're, you know what I mean?
Sure.
If there's extreme disability, I'm not saying going to tell you it's flat, calm, and fishing's good all the time. We do have choppy weather, and so it's something to consider, Dennis. Like, if you were to come on the boat, maybe a shorter trip.
Mm-hmm. Try one out, do a day and a half or a 3 day, something to get your feet wet.
Before you commit for, like, a 7 or an 8 day trip, because as we know, throughout the week, the weather changes.
And I would bet that if you were able to get with Lori and your schedule's flexible, you might find a time when the trip is in for a day and a half or got a half day in, and I'm sure that there'd be an opportunity for you to come down and just, you know, scope the boat out and, you know, and get a feel, and you might see and be like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? This is great compared to what I'm used to, and I'd have no problem. Or you might decide, hey, maybe this isn't right for me also. But I'm sure if you got with Lori, there'd be an opportunity to get a lay of the land before you went for it.
Also, I watched your video, and it looks like that you guys are teaching people to tie knots. Is that correct?
Oh, sure. The whole crew. I mean, that's what we're there for. Mm-hmm. I said it earlier in the show, we're entertainers by trade, but we're educators by trade as well. And so the secret to showing people a good time is having them prepared in all facets, and tying a fishing knot's pretty important. So our crew's fantastic. They'll A, B, and C's.
There is no better education than going on a long-range boat and being able to surround yourself by captain and crew of the guys. They're the best in the world at it. You know, I mean, this is like the pinnacle of it, and if you work on a half-day boat and aspire to, you know, be fishing and being in all the different fisheries, it's the World Series of it. And I encourage all our guys that work at the tackle store, I mean, they're around it every day. That is what we do. We rig gear and tie knots and things like that. And anytime I get lucky enough to go on a boat with any of the fleet, I come back way more polished than you would, whether it's because you picked up something new or you got to perfect it. And there is no better education than the guys on the boat. I try to get our guys to go as much as physically possible.
Sure.
Because that's it. Like, there is no higher level than the guys that are working on that boat. And when it comes to rigging, I would say a lot of times the crew, that is the pinnacle. You know, I mean, not that every captain isn't great at it, but those guys are the ones that do it all day, every day.
Sure.
Yeah, so you know, so on such a perfected level, I think is what I'm trying to say. There's no better source than being on the boat. Dennis, we appreciate the phone call very much. It's really fun to watch the things develop too, and development is where it happens. It's on the deck of the American Angler, on the deck of the Royal Polaris, on the deck of all of the great long range boats that you guys, you know, work so closely. That's where so much of that innovation happens.
Adaptation.
Yeah, it's cool. That's very fun to watch. Dennis, we appreciate your call very much. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More with Brian from the American Angler, and a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
The Longfin and Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having their 8th annual parking lot show and customer appreciation day, Saturday, September 14th. This is truly a big event with unbelievable sale prices from all participating manufacturers. Meet reps from Shimano, PowerPro, Seeker, Phoenix, Daiwa, Avet, AFTCO, Accurate, Berkley, Mustad, Okuma, MC Swim Baits, CalStar, Seaguar, and more. Over 20 manufacturers will be there. Take advantage of tremendous savings on fresh and saltwater tackle, free reel service with minimum purchase. Plus, you can win big as the Longfin shows their appreciation with a huge raffle and hundreds of free giveaways. You will certainly find what you want at unbelievable prices for this one-day-only sale. It's all happening Saturday, September 14th from 7 to 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Captain Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it, so I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3. The Fan phones are packed up. It's been solid the whole way through, and we had our first line open up during the break. So if you want to get through, this is your shot. 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on The Fan this morning. Not only are you going to get your chance to talk to Captain Brian Kiyohara, but also your opportunity at winning a full-day trip on the Liberty with Captain Taro and that amazing crew and amazing boat. They've done such a great job and offering such a comfortable platform going fishing on a full day trip with the, I mean, long range style food and great galley and comfortable bathrooms and an opportunity to go in and rack out on your way home. It's a great time and a great trip, and we're excited to get to give it away to one of our lucky callers. Again, 833-288-0973. That is your opportunity to get through. We're going to jump back in the phones, talk to Ed, who's got us from Mira Mesa this morning. Good morning, Ed. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Hey. Next week I'm going to be going out on a full day boat, and I'm wondering how far, you know, is the boat ride out there, and has anything changed in the size of line and the hook size and that?
It's a great question.
20 to 50 miles is how far you're traveling.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to leave today,
and it's been great opportunity. You know, a lot of three-day trips, I wouldn't be surprised that you'll potentially be fishing the same day as your departure.
Yes.
And as far as hook and line size, Brady, any thoughts on that?
It's the same. It's the same fishing locally.
Pound.
Yeah, 20, 25-pound line. I like everyone to use 25 or 30 because there's that 30, 40-pound bluefin mixed in.
Sure. It's so easy to let yourself get lighter and smaller hook. I mean, There will never be denying that, you know, a smaller diameter line makes your bait swim better, smaller hook get bites, all these things, but that's only half of the battle. You know, getting the bite is only 50% of it, and then the fish has to come aboard, and big line and, or, you know, big barbs and big hooks and heavy line are the equalizer in putting fish on the boat.
Rollo's favorite saying was, the wise angler is the observant angler. So, like, you go into a stop, and it's straight 30, 40-pound bluefin, adjust accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
If it's 18-pound yellowfin and you need to touch fish, adjust accordingly.
Totally.
Just observe what's going on. If not, ask your friendly neighborhood local deckhand.
Totally. Hooks on fishing like this, circle hook, J-hook, make a difference. Do you have a preference?
I'm a J-hook guy, mm-hmm. just because it's easier for me to do the full presentation
sure.
with the J-hook.
Pit the bait on, nice,
picking
quick and
a
easy.
Bait, yeah, pinning it on, lobbing it out.
And circle hooks, as they become smaller, become increasingly difficult to pin the bait on.
There you go.
The points get smaller and the gaps get smaller, and trying to wiggle the hook in the shoulder, in the belly, it becomes increasingly difficult as that hook gets smaller. And
I'm a J-hook guy.
I like it.
Yeah.
And I think that I'm with you. Fluorocarbons are hard, and they don't, you know, get chewed off on a small fish. Happens lesser frequently. The fish is running, just put it in a gear. A lot of times that hook will end up in the corner of the mouth anyways. I'm with you. I like burning through an inexpensive hook. That's always been my favorite. Hey, appreciate the phone call, Ed, very much for you. Appreciate that. Hey, want to remind you of a very cool event that's coming up here to Dana Landing in a couple of weeks. It is the Defiance Day. So we heard the guys from H&H talking about it yesterday, bringing the Defiance line onto into their that great H&H sales of those great boats. Well, on October the 5th, a few weekends coming up here, hours are going to be from 10 to 3. It's going to be at Dana Landing, and H&H is going to have their entire fleet of Defiances there for the public to show up and get to look at, step on the boats, check out, potentially even doing bay trials. If you want to set up an RSVP bay trials, you can contact sales@hnhmarine.com. It's just going to be a very fun day hosted at Dana Landing. There's going to be hosted snacks and drinks and lots of fun. They're going to be offering special Let's Talk hookup promotions on pre-orders and sales from the boats. They're going to give you fall and winter pricing right now. It's a really cool opportunity. Again, October 5th, as the event draws closer, we'll tell you more about it. But it's just going to be a fun time from 10 to 3 at Dana Landing, and your chance to hang out with the guys from H&H and get to look at some really cool Defiance boats. Bill in Santa Barbara, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Bill, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning. I have a question for Brian. When you're targeting OPA specifically, what should you be using, and how deep should you be going, and a little bit of information about fishing those great fish.
Bill, when the guys at albacore fishing come back and they switch over to gill netting, it is amazing how much OPA they bring back. There's so much OPA that swims around the ocean. It's just, we don't fish for them. I've seen one OPA caught on a fly line bait over the years, and I've probably seen 20 or 25 of them caught. To catch one, it's the old sinker.
Mm-hmm.
Anchovy days for the guys going on the slide with the albacore, Morrone Bay. A lot of OPA were caught because they fish with sinkers a lot. And so I have seen, like I said, one caught on a fly line, but the majority of them have been on a heavier type jig, whether it be a flat fall or a 6X Junior or something, but it's down deep in the water column. I've actually learned to identify them on the fathometer, and that they're always at 12 to 13 fathom.
That's crazy.
And when you say this, it's like, how's he know what they're looking at? Well, it's my office is the wheelhouse, and yeah. I stare at the fathometer, and What are these marks? And then I look over the side to see what we're catching, and they were OPA.
You have said that multiple times, both in other times on Let's Talk Hookup and just, in general, and I think that's some of the best info ever. There's no better way to learn what's on your meter than seeing something and then seeing it get caught. And if you could recognize that, hey, this is whatever this mark looks like, and then we catch a bunch of mackerel or we catch a bunch of tuna or, hey, there's this same mark I saw last time at 12 fathoms, and next thing you know, there's, an OPA comes over the rail. You just learn to identify that.
So, Bill, if you want to catch one, like when you're cow patty fishing for yellows or whatever, just
tie on a fly call, drop it down
every
time.
Up in the bow and fish through the water column.
That's
deeper.
Cool.
And you'll probably get a shot.
If you did that all the time on every stop, the odds just start to tick away.
Yes.
Into your favor. And what a cool,
exactly.
Like you said, what a cool fish to get to catch. It's one of those things that you almost can't make happen, but when it does, it's a very cool opportunity.
You stop on a kelp, everyone's rushing to the bait tank and fly lining the bait and trying to land it on the kelp. be the guy that's up in the bow with the heavy jig, and there's a good chance you'll get one.
Go get him, Bill. Appreciate the phone call very much. What is the scenario that presents itself, like, just of a guy, if he's going, is it a 6X Junior, is it a flat fall, does it not matter, 50-pound type outfit? Like, if you're Bill,
sure.
what are you tying on, what are you going to do that?
Okay. Yeah, I'm a 6X Junior guy. Those flat falls work extremely well. It's just getting down the water column.
Yeah, being there.
We have a regular that fishes us on Ken Strip, Chris, he's a teacher, and I told him, keep throwing that mega bait, keep throwing that mega bait, but the hooks were too small.
Okay.
He hooked one.
No way.
And the hook opened up, and it was just like, oh, my God. So the one that they caught on Ray Strip that he just came home with yesterday was a 110-pounder.
Whew.
And so all round compressed fish, they all fight hard.
Yeah.
From a bluegill to a 110-pound OPA, so you have to be prepared with a strong enough hook and 50 or 60-pound line.
That's a cool observation. I dig it a bunch. All right, let's jump right back into the phones. This time, talk to Hills. Hills is calling us from Ventura this morning. Hi, Hills. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm I'm fishing here within view of Arco Island off of a kind of La Conchita Muscle Shoals. It's an artificial island built in like the 50s for oil drilling. It's about an eighth of a mile offshore, and it is a fish factory. It's just known for mako and thresher sharks, and then the amount of lobster that comes out of that thing is absurd. So they are decommissioning that oil island, and the mandate in California is that they have to remove everything. And
wow.
So in the CCA is promoting rigs to reef in California like they have in many other states in the United States where CCA has been active for many years.
Right.
And if they don't save this thing for as a fish factory, it's such a crime. And you know, I commend CCA. CCA is the best thing for fishermen and, you know, a membership organization that can defend us and promote our interests in a good and positive way. And this is a really important one. So I hope it's on the radar, and I hope we get rigs to reef out here.
No doubt, Hills. It's a great viewpoint, and that's been such a frustrating thing is that the, you know, there's extreme environmental people out. The rigs to reef is just a great thing in all way, and the only problem with it, which is nothing but benefit, is it's lesser expensive for the oil companies to get to convert that into, you know, taking all the negative oil stuff out, but leaving the bottom structure and, like you say, leaving the great things for fish. But there's people who are so anti the oil that anything that is a potential win for them, they'll fight tooth and nail, even though it's better in all things involved, and it's been a frustrating thing, no doubt. And I'm sure CCA is on it, but doing the things like you're doing and drawing attention. I know Wayne is active and listening to the show and things like that, so we'll do our best to keep the word going, and I think it's a very great sentiment, and glad that you're getting the benefits of it now, and let's hope that your kids get benefit of it in the future. And we sure appreciate the call, buddy, very much. Next up, we're going to talk to Mike. He's calling us from San Carlos this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey guys, this is Mike, your expert novice, and to Brian, yeah, I lived on Oahu for 15 years, and I have landmarks around the island where my cars would break down. But, I know, my comment is, I've been on lots of boats, and when you have the safety instructions on where the life vests, the life rafts, about half the time, they don't mention that forward escape hatch down in the bunks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my thing when I'm on a trip. If nobody mentions it, I raise my hand. But I just want to alert people that, you know, you got to know where that thing is so you can get out.
Mike, thank you for that. I'll definitely include that in my safety orientation from here on out.
No doubt. Good call, Mike. Appreciate that very much. You mentioned Wahoo, and that was a thing that I think that it's a fish that we hear about, at least in the shop, more than just about anything else of things that, you know, of a guy that's grown up half-day fishing and local fishing and then starts tuna fishing, and it's a thing that a guy wants to knock off their list so much. And if a guy were, you know, came to you and said, Brian, I really want to go fishing on the angler and Oahu is the thing that I really want to do, how long of a trip is it appropriate to go on and what time of year? What would you say are the things if, you know, that seems like a bucket list fish that so many guys want to tick off, and how does one do that?
September through December.
Okay.
On an 8 to 10 day trip.
And that's the best. That's the best opportunity.
That would be your best opportunity.
Jig strikes and cast and lures and everything in between.
Cast and lures. In fact, we have a couple of 10 day trips in December with room on it, and a lot of Wahoo is traffic orientated.
Okay.
And so there's times of the year where the entire fleet were on a train track fishing the ridge.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to get a spot that's cherry.
Okay.
Like a lot of times, you know, it's Wahoo do feel the pressure, fishing pressure. So to be on a boat where there's less boats on the schedule,
uh-huh,
and say Alaos Rocks has a 3 day rest, obviously your chances of catching Wahoo are better than if it has an overnight rest.
Sure.
And it they feel the pressure, but overall, you know, longer trips, September through February, call it. We've been having fantastic fishing at the rocks all the way January, February on our longer trips as well.
That's a cool fish. There's got to be a great feeling when there's been some Wahoo around and you find yourself in that scenario where for whatever reason, everybody else is fishing different spots, or you're going down to a spot where you know there's been some good wahoo fishing and there hasn't been anybody there for a few days. That's got to be one of those things where you're just licking your chops as the guy behind the wheel trying to get there.
It's exciting, for sure.
And what an exciting fish when that opportunity is like that. The limited amount of fishing I've got to do with them there, it almost seems like when they're biting so good, they're, you know, like a medium pace is when you really catch them. You know, when they're so crazy extra fired up, it just seems like they're zipping you off, and, you know, you get too excited and get a bite and it falls off, and this one jumps around. You know, like when they're crazy spirited, they're hard to catch. When they're overpressured, they're hard to catch. Like, you want it like at a good medium pace.
That's a good point, for sure.
I've been lucky enough to do some of those things when they're really biting and they haven't get hit for a while, and those things go so wild sometimes. It's a total crowd pleaser.
That adrenaline, man, it is flowing.
Everybody's screaming, and it's a really fun fish to get to catch. All right, hey, let's jump back into the phones. If you want to get your opportunity to get through, 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Lou. He's calling us from Fullerton this morning. Hi, Lou. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Hey, a lot of traffic on the talk about what happened up north. I missed quite a bit of your early morning. I was on the road, and I lost connectivity with the Wi-Fi. Question is, has the fleet taken notice big time as to their procedures, and are they doing upgrades, or are they pretty well manned the way they are now?
Oh, absolutely. It's a super serious issue, Lou. From the morning it happened, I don't think that a day has passed where wheelhouse to wheelhouse, there isn't conversation about how we could become not only more aware, but better. We've all made mistakes in our lives, and hopefully we've realized that and become better for it. And so it's bridge to bridge, around the dock. It's on the radar. It is not swept under the rug. It's something that's very serious. And on the boats, you know, we're looking at ourselves and self-evaluating on how we could make things safer.
Sure.
and not put our customers in a situation like this.
And this is with the world's utmost respect to the tragedy that did happen. And like you say, it's, you know, with as tragic as it is, it's an opportunity to self-reflect and see how we can do things better. But it is also important to point out the infrequency of times when things like that do happen. And that just shows tragedy is that. It's tragic, and things can happen, and the only thing you can hope to better, you know, the fleet because of it. But, you know, when you look at safety as an overall, the number of times that boats have been started and pulled away from the dock with successful trips, it's such a staggering amount of positive due to a few negatives. And I feel weird in saying that because I don't want to come off as any type of disrespect
sure,
or tragedy
absolutely.
That happened. But safety is clearly taking so importantly and at such a high level in these boats because you are gone for a long, I mean, you know, voyage after voyage at sea for weeks at a time when opportunities are there, and it's because of the level of preparedness and the level of professionalism that, you know, the fleet has that there are so few, you know, bumps in the road. But, hey, we appreciate the call, Lou, very much. You know, with that, too, you know, there's a lot of talk about it, but I just think, you know, going back to what we said earlier, the amount that you put into it and that the crew, I mean, guys have to be trained all of those things, you know, how to handle situations as they come up. And as times go by, you know, there are things that happen, emergencies that are unforeseen, whether it be health or mechanical or what. And, you know, you get to deal with those, and you better yourself for them each time. And you get to pass on that experience to your crew members as they do arise.
Like I say, I appreciate the United States Coast Guard and their thorough inspections.
Right.
And it's the old adage is, I'm going down with the ship. This kid's not going down with the ship. This kid's going to be getting off on those life rafts with you guys. It may be the last one to get off, but it's safety. It's number one.
Totally.
I mean, that's what we do. It's like you go on vacation, it's the last thing you want to worry about is your safety.
Absolutely. And those inspections happen every year.
Every
and they
year.
Come in, they pull the boat apart with a fine-tooth comb and a flashlight, and they're looking at things. And I'm sure operators like yourself that at your level, you don't – that's not a negative, like, oh, man, now I got to deal with this. It's like, hey, I'm sure glad you found this thing and give me the opportunity to make it sound and square.
Absolutely.
How often are boats inspected? Is it a yearly thing?
It's an annual thing.
That's cool. All right. Well, we appreciate it very much. All right. Mike in San Diego, not a whole lot of time left. Mike, can we sneak a quick question in for you?
Yeah, I had a question about beach fishing.
Okay.
Is it better on an incoming or outgoing tide and better at high or low tide?
Brian, what's your thoughts? You got much in the way of surf fishing? I know you're a jack of all trades when it comes to fishing.
I like water moving, period, one way or the other.
Lesser concern if it's high or low, but the flow going from one to the other.
Yes.
Stirring up the bottom, pushing
moving,
bait around.
Moving food around.
That fish just knows it's time for me to be eating. You know, whether it's high or low means less. It's just something instinctually they know that, you know, when this flow is happening, I should be looking for food.
Mike, I think you need to look forward to when Corey's on the show. He is the inshore guru.
Surf fishing is something that Corey took to a whole nother level, too, and like a lot of things, became very proficient at catching them, but then very proficient at catching big ones, whether it be halibut or things like that. And, you know, Corey has a line of, like, a drop shot style bait that he poured just for surf fishing. It's kind of a round body and then skinnies back to a very flat tail that he made just for fishing halibut in the surf. There's some really cool baits, and you're right. There's no better brain to pick than Corey, and he'll be in here tomorrow morning.
There you go,
Mike.
You.
No better guy to ask than Corey. Mike, we appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on board the Liberty. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on 97.3 The Fan.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranx reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. All right, big winner going fishing on board the Liberty with Captain Taro and the boys. That is going to Ed in Mira Mesa. Ed, congratulations. You're going to absolutely love going fishing on that trip and a great time. Brian, it always blows me away how fast 2 hours can roll by, but I had such a great time, and we love having you come on the show, and it's a lot of fun, and I love talking about the angler, and I love having you on here. your passion for fishing and this industry and for everybody else that's involved with it is just it's just second to none. And I love having you on here, and I love talking about the angler. We just really appreciate it, man.
I like
really
being cool. here, Rick. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And, you know, you mentioned it, the angler a lot of times gets a rap of, oh, you can't ever get on that boat. They're always sold out. You know, they're so popular. But there are, for sure, opportunities. There's no doubt the success of the boat. There's a lot of trips that get busy, but there are always spots that come through. And there's some great opportunity to come fishing with you this fall.
I leave Tuesday on a three-day trip, and we have one or two spots open. So it just goes to show things come up.
They do.
We get it, and people have to cancel last minute or what have you. It's, so Lori, whom Jim was talking about earlier, you just got to call her. She just put out the schedule for next year. Day-and-a-half trips, a 14-day trip, so it's... Give Lori a call.
And Lori's like a miracle worker when it comes to finding spots, finding holes, waiting lists, making things happen. Like, I can't tell you how many people I've heard, you know, have an opportunity to go fishing because, you know, where they didn't think they would. The boat was sold out, didn't have a thing, and they come running through the shop. Okay, I need line on all my reels. I got my spot. You know, things exactly happen, and there's just no better way to get on board than to just talk to Lori. I'm looking to go on a trip. I want to do this thing. I want to go fishing with Ray. I want to go fishing with the boys. Like, it's really cool, and man, we just, I dig it. It's awesome.
Thank you, Rick.
Well, we love having you, and again, thank you again. If somebody does want to take advantage, go on a trip with you this fall, how do they reach Lori? How do they reach you? How do we come fishing on the boat?
619-223-5414 or office at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
The website's killer. Lists all the trips. You can see it very easily, all the things that are available. And we appreciate it very much, Brian.
Thanks
for that. Hey, we appreciate you listening. Another great show coming for you tomorrow. We got Captain Brian Woolley from Dana War Sport Fishing. Going to be a great time. We'll see you tomorrow on 97.3 The Fan.